It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa Republican Party has a new chairman, former chair A.J. Spiker. He left to join Kentucky Senator Rand Paul's Political Action Committee. Over the weekend, the Iowa GOP board elected former state legislator and lobbyist for social conservative organization The Family Leader, Danny Carroll. He's with me here in the studio. Hello, Danny.
Clay, good to be with you.
How do you see the future of the Republican Party in Iowa shaping up with you as the new chairman?
Well, that's a good question. I'm still kind of trying to get my feet on the ground. As you mentioned, the election was just on Saturday. But this is an even-numbered year. Iowans are going to the polls. The first order of business, of course, is the primary election on June 3rd. And so really, the first order of business is just keeping the trains running on time, be sure that we've got our delegates in place. And what I'm dealing with isn't very exciting or controversial. It's just managing the process.
You mentioned the primary election. Taking a look at the big race in Iowa this year, which is the U.S. Senate seat that's opening up with Senator Tom Harkin's retirement. There's not a lot of name recognition in the Republican primary and about a half a dozen candidates. You've got Congressman Bruce Braley, the only one running for the Democrats. He's had a lot of time to get his name out there. How do you handle this situation?
Well, after the events last week, it was a good week for Republicans or a bad week for Democrats.
You're bringing up the comments Bruce Braley made about Republican Senator Chuck Grassley last week.
Exactly. I suppose it's the nature of a primary where you have several people in a primary. There's going to be some anticipation. We're still, 60 days out. People will start paying attention closer we get to June 3rd. And my guess is one or two of those people will probably begin to break out.
You supported Bob Vanderplaats of The Family Leader in the last gubernatorial election. What's your relationship like right now with Governor Branstad?
When Bob was a candidate for governor, there was no family leader, and he wasn't with The Family Leader. But I know you mean that as his current position. But current relationship is probably cool, to be honest. But I think there's mutual respect. You know, when you're involved in politics, I'm sure the Republican Party is no different than the Democrat Party. There are different emphases. We're always looking for areas of agreement and certainly respect. But people also feel strongly about the issues that they're passionate about. So we just try to work together and keep moving the ball forward.
Governor Branstad has said in the past it's time to get rid of the Iowa straw poll. What do you think? Is this tool that's used pretty early in the election process still relevant?
I've always thought it was a very important and useful tool, and it's also an important fundraiser. I look forward to visiting with either the governor or other Republican leaders about the straw poll. I'd like to see it continue.
There's also been some differences of opinion in the Republican Party in Iowa on medical marijuana legalization in the state. Where do you stand on the issue?
I think that's starting to shift. I'm not sure that the rank and file, whether it's Republican or just Iowans in general, fully appreciated the benefits that medicine can bring, particularly to children with seizure disorders. Everybody's worried about that slippery slope, and without a doubt, there are probably folks who want to see medical marijuana because they think that it might lead to recreational marijuana, which I certainly don't support, and I'm sure most Republicans would recoil at that idea. But medical cannabis that has had the hallucinogen or the THC?
THC.
THC,
yep.
I'm sorry. Removed, if that can help young children with seizure disorders, I'm sure that most Iowans, most Republicans are going to have an open mind on that. I think there's some movement taking place.
We're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of the Iowa Supreme Court case that paved the way for same-sex marriage in the state. I recently spoke with David Kochel, a Republican strategist. He recently said this to me about same-sex marriage.
I don't think it helps the electoral prospects of any Republican candidate to oppose same-sex marriage, either in a primary or in a general election. I just think that the public has moved on past this. I think there are a lot bigger issues, more important issues that we can be talking about. I think these are old fights. I don't think that they do my party any good.
What do you think? Do they do the Republican Party any good?
Well, I think a lot of Republicans who feel strongly about that issue aren't so much concerned about whether it does the party any good or not. They simply want to be genuine about it. They believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. It's always been that way, and it always will be. They can't simply deny that. I think there's a good point. It's not all Republicans. It's the only thing that Republicans think about, even those who have strong feelings. Quite frankly, a lot of Republicans are probably preoccupied with federal government debt, exceeding $18 trillion. But you can't expect them to just simply toss aside the issue of marriage. It's fundamental to our society. They're not going to change their mind, whatever this party or any other party has to say. Marriage is fundamental. It's critical to the well-being and nurture of children, a biological mother and a father. That's the best way to raise children. And so, I don't know, a lot of Republicans are going to continue to maintain their view on that, regardless of what I or any other Republican leader might have to say about it.
How do you move forward and keep stability within the Iowa Republican Party?
I've thought a lot about that, and even more since Saturday. It occurred to me this morning that, being a part of this position in the Republican Party is kind of like going to a big family reunion. When you get everybody together, there are some things you just don't talk about. But you look for those things that unite. For many Republicans, regardless of what issue or issues are paramount, there's one thing that we know. We're going to do better if Republicans are elected and Republicans are in control. And so as chairman of the party, I look forward to helping Republicans take control of the Iowa Senate and the United States Senate, to send more Republicans to elected office, knowing that for all of us, Republicans will be better off if they win elections. And that's what unites us.
Okay, Danny, thanks so much for talking to me this
morning. Thank you, Clay. Good to be with you.
That's Danny Carroll. He's the newly elected Iowa Republican Party chairman.